This is the CertSecurity.com Threat Monitor Podcast for May 3rd, 2012. In these semi-monthly recordings, CertSecurity.com contributors offer expert advice on the latest information security threats. I'm Brandon Blevins. In this Threat Monitor Podcast, expert Nick Lewis explains why the recent WPS flaw isn't just a consumer issue, and how enterprise wireless security can be compromised by the very same vulnerability. He also provides tips on how both enterprises and users can mitigate this issue. And now for this week's edition of Threat Monitor. How to prevent a WPS flaw from damaging enterprise wireless security. Written by Nick Lewis. Security researchers Stefan Wiebock and Craig Hefner recently identified a significant flaw in the Wi-Fi Protected Setup, or WPS, functionality that can be used to bypass the encryption method configured on wireless networks. At first glance, the effect on enterprise wireless security seems minor because few enterprise-class wireless access points, or WAPs, support WPS. But consumer-grade WAPs, which do support WPS, do show up on enterprise and SMB networks. This means the WPS flaw could represent a way for attackers to penetrate an otherwise secure enterprise network. This podcast examines the exposed WPS flaw, the devices that are affected, and what mitigations enterprises can implement to secure their networks. The WPS flaw in enterprise security. WPS is an easy way to set up security-enabled Wi-Fi networks. The protocol was designed to allow consumers to buy a device like a Wi-Fi router and easily enable security features by pushing a button or entering a PIN into an accessible application. When Wiebock analyzed WPS, however, he noticed some bad design decisions. In his white paper, which is available via this article on CertSecurity.com, he discussed the design flaws and how WPS is vulnerable to brute force attacks on PINs. An attacker only needs to try 20,000 PINs, which can be done in as little as 4 hours with the help of freely available tools, to gain access to a secure network. He released a tool called WPS Crack to demonstrate the seriousness of this vulnerability. How will this vulnerability affect enterprises? There are several ways to use the WPS flaw to bypass an otherwise secure enterprise network. An attacker could war drive, or even locate vulnerable WAPs in public registries to identify targets. Vulnerable WAPs can be identified by trying the attack, or checking if a default SSID for a consumer-grade WAP is being used on an enterprise network. Once a target has been identified, the tools can be used to bypass the security key to access the wireless network. Bypassing the security key does not allow an attacker to bypass encryption, only to connect to the wireless network. If the WAP is rogue, this potentially allows an attacker to access an unsecure client network in an enterprise. Mitigations enterprises can implement. Most enterprise-class wireless networks do not support WPS and do not use WPS-capable WAPs. Instead, it's the rogue, temporary, or even home office users' WAPs that support WPS and pose potential issues for enterprise networks, with rogue WAPs posing the largest risk. To mitigate the WPS flaw and the many other problems rogue access points can cause, enterprises should make it a priority to put tools in place to detect rogue WAPs. Enterprises can use tools like Kane Enable, Wireless Analyzer for Android, Wireless Intrusion Detection Systems, or potentially even Nmap with some scripting to identify rogue WAPs. Using a dedicated tool that is optimized for looking for rogues may save time because the scanning and remediation can be time-consuming. These tools can help identify various data about the WAPs, and then enterprises can prioritize these vulnerable WAPs for remediation. Enterprises should also be aware of embedded systems like phones, printers, and scanners that rely on WPS and might be in use on their network. Enterprises can use wireless intrusion detection systems to detect any malicious connections to WAPs. These wireless networks can also be configured to only allow access to required networks. Enterprises may also want to notify users of this vulnerability via standard security awareness communications and explain how it could affect them, and in turn, the organization. This communication will ideally be seen as a win-win. It helps the users deal with vulnerable WAPs at home by either upgrading the firmware of their WAP or disabling WPS. It also shows them that with just a few steps, they are making themselves and the organization more secure. Many consumers never update their WAP firmware or even know how to manage their WAP, so expecting them to update their firmware or disable WPS may be unreasonable. Go so far as to provide step-by-step instructions for the most common manufacturer's consumer devices. Not all vendors have released patches or updated firmware for this vulnerability, so users might need to check more than once for updates to their WAP firmware. The security awareness message should be released when updated firmware is available. And we'll be right back after this quick ad break.
Now more than ever, information security pros can't waste time attending conferences and seminars that don't produce results. Make every minute count by attending one of SearchSecurity.com's live in-person events. We offer a variety of major conferences as well as half-day and full-day seminars. Seize the opportunity to learn about compliance, threats, data protection, and more from some of the industry's top independent security experts. Sign up for an event near you. Learn how at infosecuritydecisions.com. That's infosecuritydecisions.com.
With convenience comes risk. From the security weaknesses in WEP to these recently publicized flaws in WPS, a number of security vulnerabilities have been found in 802.11x wireless networking protocols since the introduction of 802.11. The mobility of wireless networks, along with other benefits, likely outweighs the significant security risks. WPS was designed to make securing consumer wireless networks easy, but this vulnerability reduces the effectiveness of wireless security. Enterprises can identify vulnerable WAPs, but consumers may have a tougher task in dealing with this vulnerability without some handholding. The trade-offs in wireless security for convenience have led to more consumer-grade secure wireless networks being implemented, but this convenience comes with higher risk. For enterprises, diligent efforts to scan networks regularly for rogue WAPs and good security education efforts can ensure the WPS flaw is a non-issue. That concludes this week's edition of SearchSecurity.com's Threat Monitor podcast. You can also download more of our podcasts by visiting searchsecurity.com/podcast. Until next time, I'm Brandon Blevins. Have a great day.